Welcome back to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Garcia, in today for Vicky Gonzalez. When I think of modern-day storytellers, Glenn Washington is one of the first names that comes to mind. You might be familiar with him as the host and creator of Snap Judgment, which features storytelling with a beat, Sundays at 3 p.m. here on CAP Radio, or wherever you find your podcasts. But did you know that Glenn grew up in a cult? Which makes him a pretty good guest for this month's In a Nutshell storytelling series, taking place this Friday at the Sophia in Sacramento. The theme? Well, it's cults, crackpots, and swindlers. So how much of a role did Washington's upbringing have on his storytelling ability? Well, let's find out together. Glenn, welcome to Insight.
Good to be here, Andrew. Thank you for having me.
So, as I mentioned, storytelling is rather synonymous, at least in my head, with your name. When did you first discover the power of a good story?
I grew up in the power of a good story, Andrew, as you kind of indicated. I grew up in an apocalyptic, end of days, white supremacist Jesus cult. And in our organization, our church, we was kind of predicated on a lot of things, but one of them was that Jesus was going to come back any minute. Jesus was coming, and you better be ready. And when Jesus didn't show up, you got some explaining to do. And that was that took the form of stories. So in a lot of different ways, I studied at the feet of masters. I didn't know I was studying. I didn't want to be there. I didn't appreciate everything that was going on at the time, but it did end up being an education in not just how to tell a story, but the power of storytelling. The thing that kept people there week after week, year after year, was this shared collective story.
And it has to be a pretty good story to keep people engaged and willing to go through the conditions of a cult. What has it been like after witnessing that power being used for not so good purposes to be able to use your training for good with something like Snap Judgment?
You know, it's been the joy of my life. One of the joys of my life to be able to, you know, to come out of that organization and just feel broken, as in my late teens, feel tricked, feel used, and wanting to run away from anything having to do with it, and then being able to, in some ways, turn its evil power against it, has been a real. It's been a life work for me, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate the people who let me into their lives more than they'll ever know.
Snap Judgment has a very unique way of telling stories. As I mentioned, the tagline, storytelling with a beat, music plays a large role. How did you come to landing on the way in which you like to tell a story?
There are a bazillion ways to tell stories that can be effective. And I think that the way a person tells a story is oftentimes has to be paired with their personality, their background, whatever it may be. But for me, I've always known that the stories that moved me were stories where somebody did something. For me, a story is this. Somebody wants something. They try very, very hard to get it. They either get it or they don't. Usually there's a twist. And then once they get it or they don't, that's never the end of this, that you land on an action and not a realization. Because here's the thing. For me, storytelling is distilled life. We're really just trying to say, how do I distill this bit of life into this indistinct kind of weird thing called words? How do I squeeze it in there? And I want to have that story sing, but I want to recognize that that is kind of farcical, that there's no such thing as an end of a story, that that is an invention. And that to end the story, I want to essentially allude that, you know, this is the end of this story, but it's the beginning of several others. And for me, that's what a story is. It's something I get. I want something. I go for that thing. There's some twists and turns along the way. I either get it or I don't. And I stop. And I want to have at the end of that process, I want to feel something. I want to have an emotional response to this thing, and then I want to stop there. I don't necessarily. Here's the thing that kind of maybe distinguishes Snap from other types of storytelling shows is that I don't feel like I have to tie it in a sort of, let's say, a public radio bow. Mm. I don't have to say, and then I realize, and finally I understood, or the moral of the story is, something like that.
Public radio loves a bow, yeah.
But I love that bow. I think that life and story is a lot more ambiguous than that. And I want to leave you where the person is at the end of this story. Some things might be wrapped up. Some things might be a little bit confusing. But that's going to be a real person at the end of that story. It's going to be the end of a chapter, but maybe not the end of their story.
Mm, it's a beautiful way of putting it. Moving to the In a Nutshell storytelling series, when you first heard the prompt, Cults, Crackpots, and Swindlers, did that immediately resonate you? You know, you knew exactly what you were going to tell, or was it a little too on the nose?
Yeah, I know cults, I know crackpots, and I know swindlers. I love the title, and I could, I was very delighted to have them invite me for this one specifically. I grew up with cults, crackpots, and swindlers, and they paid such an enormous role in my life. Aspects of all of these things, these people, these groups. And I will say this as well. I grew up with a lot of good people too that were impacted by the organizations that I was in. Not everybody in the cult was a crackpot necessarily. Not everybody was a swindler. I actually, sometimes when I think about it, I think that some of these cults, sometimes they attract the best people of all, because the people that are oftentimes looped into organizations that are cultish, they're people who have a really, really strong drive to make the lives better of people around them. They want to they see what's going on around us and they say, no, there's got to be a better way. And unfortunately, sometimes they find someone who's got just the solution that's going to just the answer to all of their questions. Life is a mystery. And it's a mystery that can be, you know, befuddling. All of us can get lost. And sometimes a person claiming to have an answer can hit you at just the wrong time. And that oftentimes, that people who are in cultish organizations are looking for truths, and they find the exact wrong person when they're looking for those truths.
Yeah, people who want to believe in humanity and their fellow people. It sounds like you can no doubt tell any number of stories from your time being raised in a cult. But is there a particular story that you're looking to tell on Friday that you can give us a little taste of without giving too much away?
Well, I can tell you this. When I was 5 years old, my ear just started having this sharp, sharp pain. I thought it felt like half of my head was on fire. And I was just bent over in pain. And instead of going to the doctor, my parents did what we did, which was called a pastor and the assistant pastor. And they came over to the house with an anointing cloth, which they put sacred olive oil on. They put that in a cloth, and then as I screamed, they placed that cloth on my ear. And I screamed and I screamed and I screamed until I heard an explosion in my head. And then the pain went away. And I thanked the powers that be. I thanked God for the relief, for the healing that I had gotten from that cloth. I, in fact, went on to tell people, to witness that I had been healed. Now, I couldn't hear very good from that ear anymore for some time. But we had fought the devil that day.
Yeah.
We beat him back. And it wasn't until later on I was getting a physical for going to broad trip in my late teens that I had to get a checkup. And a doctor checking my ears said, "What happened here?"
Yeah, the true impact of what had happened when you fought the devil that day. Told to you. That is quite the enticing promotion for what folks can expect on Friday when they hear Glenn Washington, my guest today at the In a Nutshell Storytelling Series. Glenn, thank you so much for joining us.
We're going to have a good time. Please come on out. Thanks for having me, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Of course. Glenn Washington is the host and creator of Snap Judgment and Spooked Podcast. He's one of four featured performers at this month's In a Nutshell Storytelling Series, taking place this Friday, May 15th at the Sophia in Sacramento. I've been Andrew Garcia in today for Vicky Gonzalez. That is it for Insight. We'll see you again tomorrow.